Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Carter and writer My Little Brother Has Autism by T.M. Spivey is a children's book about two brothers, Carter and Ryder. Ryder, the younger brother, has autism. The oldest brother, Carter, narrates the story of what the family experienced before and during Ryder being diagnosed with autism. Carter and Ryder are author T.M. Spivey's grandsons, and she wants to share her own story with other families that are also dealing with autism. T.M. is a licensed practical nurse, executive administrative assistant, entrepreneur, and author. She attended Houston Community College and business training schools. T.M. Spivey, author of Carter and Ryder, My Little Brother Has Autism, is our guest on This Week in America. T.M., welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. And this is such an important book, that a story that you're sharing to help other people through difficult times. And it may be similar situations or somewhat similar situations with other medical issues. Let's talk, first of all, about the inspiration to write the book. I gave a little bit of the backstory, but what inspired you to write the book? It's one thing to think about it. It's another, as you know, to sit down at the computer and to actually write the book. Talk about your decision to, what inspired you to write this book?
You know, it was a very difficult decision. It all started with my daughter being on Facebook, and I hadn't been on Facebook for a while, but I kept getting notices from friends, you know, just saying hello. So I decided to go on, and I noticed that my daughter had posted that Ryder had been diagnosed with autism. It bothered me so bad. I was angry. I was very upset. And I called her, and in fact, I bawled her out about it, and I felt like, how could you share something so personal and dear to me, you know, as well as the family?
Yes.
And she said, Mom, I have lots of friends with kids that have autism. And she said that she had joined many groups, support groups. She went on to explain that, you know, it made her feel better with the support. And after a while, after our conversation, I realized that there were so many people around me. You know about it, you think about it, but once I really thought about it and I just started talking to more people, I don't know why people, it's like buying a new car and then all of a sudden you notice the same car that you bought. It was like people would tell me these stories, and I would hear about it so much on television and hear about mothers, you know, hearing their children's voices for the first time, just so many things. And so I felt like I needed to turn it around. I was very upset. I cried for days because I was ashamed. I was really ashamed. And but, you know, here I am. I have a grandson that had been diagnosed, and I didn't ever want him to think that I was ashamed of him. So, of course, I mean, this went on for a long time. I was just a wreck. So I had to find a way to turn things around and show my daughter and my family, and especially Ryder, that I wanted to make it right, and I wanted to share this with the world. Of course, our experience is not one-size-fits-all, you know, scenario,
right,
because everybody's story is different. So I had so I wanted to share our story and our experience. So I had to find a way to explain it to where the children would understand it, as well as the parents would understand what one would go through to find out if their child was diagnosed with autism.
And that's why I think the book is so effective, because children can relate to this as well as adults. The book is Carter and Ryder, My Little Brother Has Autism by T.M. Spivey, our guest on the program today. Book available at the usual places. I'll direct you to authorreputationpress.com in the product section, the bookstore. You'll be able to get information and order T.M.'s book there as well. Once you decided to, this is a story you really needed to share because you could help other people, how long did it take for you to complete the project?
Actually, it didn't take me long to write the story because the story was just clear in my head. I experienced it. My family experienced it. But to write it, I mean, like, I sat down, I just wrote it in a day. But to actually get the book moving, it took me a time, a little over a year.
And the book's available now, as I mentioned, authorreputationpress.com, available the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get information on where the book's available, how to actually order it. Talk about the process in publishing the book and being a first-time author. What was that like for you?
I had no clue. I didn't know what I was doing. I looked to the publishing company for guidance. They gave me guidance. It dropped off for a while, and then they noticed something. And we picked it back up, and I started moving forward. But it actually took a little bit to get things moving. So I finally published the book.
When you write a book like this that is so personal, talk about what that's like, going back and reliving that emotion, all of the anger, everything else that you felt during that period. And then maybe going back with some regrets after you wrote the book. You didn't say something you should have, or you said something that you shouldn't have. First of all, the emotions and reliving that. What was that like for you?
When I wrote the book, of course, when you do something, you have, you know, I wanted to be tactful, and I wanted to be very clean.
Yes.
And, you know, for the children, that's all I thought about. For the children, I wanted to make it affordable for the children. I wanted to make it an easy read for the children, and I just wanted them to be able to relate. But there was one thing, and I used the word enraged because I was angry, and I regretted using that word because I was very upset at the time. But I probably should have used more of a word like protective when I was hurt or I was upset. And so I regret using that word, and I should have used something along my author. And so I can't take it back now, but I wish I had changed that.
You mentioned before in getting the book published, when you look back on it, the whole process, how long did it take to get the book published? So often writers decide, I'm going to write the book. They write the book and it does nothing. They can't get it published. How long did it take to get the book published?
It took me, really, like I said, a little over a year. The book dropped off, not because I wanted to. I guess something just happened. I don't know what happened, but they contacted me, and someone, I guess, just noticed my vision. You know, autism is very timely. You just hear a lot of it. My family experienced it, and I'm sure there are other families that experience it. But once the publishing company saw my vision, and all I could say was, finally, somebody sees it, and they brought it back to life, and here I am.
You do such a wonderful job in the book in telling this story, in writing it in a way that it's relatable to people. Are you planning on writing other books? Is this something now that you've decided, you know, I have more stories to tell. I think I'm going to do this again.
Yeah, Carter Ryder is my brand now, and I have so many stories that I know people can relate to. So in my head, in the back, in my bank vault, in my brain, I have about two more books that I could write. And eventually, I mean, the boys are going to get, you know, they're growing. They're going to be young men. So far, I have about two more.
Well, what is it? It's interesting because they are growing and they're reading and they're talking to people who have read the book. What reaction are you getting from your grandsons, from family, from friends, that type of thing, to the book? What kind of reaction do you get?
Nobody believes me. I mean, who writes a book?
Oh, yes. They talk about it, but they don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, like, nobody believed me. So once it dropped off, I'm like, okay, it's dead in the water. I'm not going to even talk about it. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to do it. And that's what happened. Nobody believed me, and it wasn't until I actually got a book in my hand that I said, I'm going to tell. And it really wasn't until then And I even shared it with my mother. I told her absolutely nothing. Nobody believes me. So I almost didn't believe myself, you know?
Just amazing.
So, yeah, you know, it was a long process, yeah.
So once you're holding the book, you believe it. And at that point, everybody else believes it because you're actually a published author at that point. They're holding copies of the book. That's it's really an amazing story. Now you've written the book. Any other surprises, anything else you're doing with the book and connected to the theme of the book?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm doing many things. I'm going out of my way to do it. I am, right now, the publishing team is working on what they would call a book trailer, and I'm so excited about that. I have a few surprises that's going to come along with that, you know, like a movie trailer. Actually, I didn't even know they had book trailers. But they're working on something like that. I'm hoping, I want to give it my all. I want to make it exciting for the kids, and I look forward to that coming out very soon.
Yeah, it's amazing how popular those have become in doing a job of conveying your message and then inspiring people to write to read the book. The book we're talking about is Carter and Ryder, My Little Brother Has Autism by T.M. Spivey, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at authorreputationpress.com, other places as well. Link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get all of the information. You're building a fan base out there now. You've got people that understand the message. They are praising you for the courage it took to write this book. It is helping them in their lives. What's it like to have that fan base that you've developed, and how are you going to reach out to them? So many people from literally across the world that you've inspired.
You know, I guess I use fans, but to me, I would think it's more of supporters. I'm a supporter. I think we all are just supporters and not fans, but I really appreciate all the support that I have received from the other supporters and family and friends. And, you know, we're all a part of this autism community now. That's what we are. We're not fans. We're just supporters. So, you know, my team is also working on a website, and I want all the supporters, and I even want the boys to be able to go on there and communicate with other people that want to share their stories. And you know, we welcome them to post pictures, to tell us their stories. I want to do these kind of things. I have no clue how this is going to work out for me, but I want it to work out for everybody.
You know, it's interesting, as you're talking about the book, you're talking about working on the movie trailer, you're talking about the website and being able to communicate with followers, people that understand the message and want to communicate. It's all very time consuming, but I'm judging from your passion, this really is a labor of love for you, isn't it?
It really is. It's my grandsons, and they're part of me, and that's very important.
Got a couple minutes left in the program. There are so many important messages in the book. If someone is listening to the program and they may have someone newly diagnosed in their family, what words of encouragement would you give them? What would you tell them to keep them going, to motivate them to continue this process and to be there for family members?
I just want everyone to know that this is not a one-size-fits-all story. Everyone's story is different. And I just want them to know that they are not alone. I thought we were alone. We weren't alone. But it's very difficult. It was just very difficult for me. But until, you know, it's God that puts everything and all these world problems to an end, there are tools that people can use, you know, like doctors and occupational therapy and speech therapy and specialized schools and all these kind of things that can help your children, you know, school for autism children, whatever it takes. But there's truly only one resolve, and that's with God. And until then, we all have to be patient, have hope, and keep faith.
With us on the program is T.M. Spivey, author of the book, Carter and Ryder, My Little Brother Has Autism. minute or so left in the program. I get the impression this book would have been very valuable to you had it been available at the time you were going through all of the mixed emotions when you found out about your grandson.
Absolutely.
And the book will be there for other people, and you'll find the book and such an inspirational book. Again, as team has mentioned, there are all sorts of resources that are available. You get all of that, and you'll go through exactly what this family went through when they found out about their son being diagnosed as autistic. Tim, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of this book. We'll look forward to the movie trailer. We'll look forward to the website and hopefully other books coming from you and that bank vault you've got in the back of your mind that's storing all the information on other books. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It was a pleasure, Mr. Brad.
And
I appreciate it.
Please, thank you. I was going to say, please call me Rick. We're all friends here, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of a busy day. You've got a lot going on, and you're trying to work in addition to this and talk about the book. So there goes lunch hour today. She's going to spend it talking on the radio. TM Spivey, our guest on the program. The book is Carter and Writer, My Little Brother Has Autism. Book available at authorreputationpress.com. The usual places as well. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on TM's book. This is This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.